wherever you listen throughout the world. It's football time.
Welcome back. We've had a little bit of a break here at the Gridiron, guys. We are back and better than ever for season 2022 to 2023. We're joining you live from, I suppose we could call it the new studios in my place down in Peter's house, the new dorm, back on dorm living in Orange. So that's going all right, but hopefully the neighbors won't mind me yelling at the computer for the next hour or so talking about the free agency with, as always, Cam. How are you going on the other end there?
Yeah, I'm great, mate. Yeah, new studio for you. Step back in time, going back to Res in Orange. It's really taking you back to your first former days at uni, and you're going back to finish off your dentistry. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, man, it's been tight. So nice and chill at the moment. But yeah, living on Res, it's really a blast from the past, I suppose. You sort of once you get used to living in your own space, and especially things like your own kitchen and your toilet, going back with sharing with other people can get a little bit interesting, I suppose.
Yeah, it gets a little bit how you're going. So, yeah, look, we are back for season two. Who knew we were going to get this far? But, look, we're ready to kick into action. We're going to start off strong. I guess we're going to talk about free agency because that's probably been the biggest thing at the moment, and hasn't it been huge?
Oh, it's been massive. You just could not think that all the stars would align and this sort of shit would unravel, would it? It just so happened to work that we thought a couple people would be on the move, and then, boom, here we are. A couple of weeks later, we're just drowning in movement. I mean, I know we talk about QBs here all the time, but that's probably the place to start, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I was going to mention the same thing. I was going to say, look, I guess the best place to start is the QB carousel that has just gone unraveled here. I mean, there's guys on new teams, new QB wide receiver duos, one we put on our Instagram. Biggest name for you that hit this season QB-wise?
Oh, had to be Russell Wilson coming to my boys. I enjoyed that, and I think he moves across. He brings quite a dangerous arm as well, and I think he can really make an impact, which is going to be unreal. But obviously there's a whole lot of other going on. I think the other interesting one was probably Aaron Rodgers staying. We all thought he was clearly going to move, he'd had enough, but he bunkered down and got a brand new deal.
Yeah, huge deal. I mean, now Deshaun Watson's done his thing, I don't think he's the highest paid quarterback anymore. But like, yeah, I mean, I don't understand really what he was doing in that sense. Was he playing Green Bay off there trying to get a bit more money? Because it hasn't really panned out that well with, you know, Devontae Adams leaving and they're scrambling for wide receivers again. But, I mean, what is it? Does Aaron just finish off his career there?
He must do. Like, it's almost like he's planned this thing from day dot. He was never going to move. He's basically fished us all in and reeled us all in and gone, hey, guys, I'm planning on leaving. Throw me some more money to try and keep me. Get the media rolling. I don't know. Get his name in the spotlight or something. Because, you know, he did talk about he doesn't want to go back to a rebuild. But I can't see Green Bay. Well, I mean, they're not a rebuild, but they're certainly not. You couldn't see them as a contender at the moment, could you?
No, not with the things that have happened in the offseason. If they kept Devontae and they kept a few other guys, I guess, but guys that have moved on that I think they probably needed potentially. But, I mean, the NFC we know, or we believe, has gotten weaker in the offseason. So, I mean, that opens the door for him to go again to the playoffs and probably bottle it. But, look, I don't think Green Bay is going to do it. I don't think he's going to win another ring for the Packers at all.
No, I mean, he's struggled the past couple of years, as we've sort of seen. You said he's bottled it. But there he goes. He's tied himself up to Green Bay. We did sort of mention Russell Wilson. You touched on a bit of Deshaun Watson. Now, this was a wild one. This was interesting. Like, this went backwards and forwards. He was talking about going to other places because I'm not going to Cleveland. It's too cold, yada, yada. Looking at Carolina and places like that. But then they eventually get a deal done after Cleveland going backwards and forwards with Baker Mayfield as well on two fronts. I mean, this has just been a wild one, isn't it? So obviously the first thing is Deshaun currently not in any issue, I think, with hot water with what's going on at the moment. But obviously that can change. That's a very moving landscape. So it's interesting to see that a lot of his deal, or pretty much all of it, isn't it, is actually guaranteed, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all guaranteed. So I guess I think the Browns had it in their favor that if there was any civil suits and he was suspended, I think they had to pay him $1 million this year if there was issues as such. But I think the civil suits have been, the indictments have been cleared by a grand jury. I don't know if it's all of them or all 22, but he looks like he's going ahead because he had a press conference the other day. I think the funniest thing with the Deshaun Watson case is teams were happy to burn bridges with their current quarterback situation. I mean, we saw what happened with Matt Ryan. Falcons went all in on Deshaun, so Matt Ryan's writing's on the wall. Who else was in it? The Saints were in it, so I guess they're not really sure what they're doing. Mm. Panthers were in it, so who knows their situation. The Browns were in it and then out. We thought, yep, they're out. They've limited it down to Falcons and Saints. He's going to pick one of those. We thought maybe he's going to end up at the Falcons, end up in Atlanta. Matty Ryan moves on. Comes back in the picture, the Browns give the money, and here we are. The AFC North quarterbacks are strong as.
Yeah, it's going to be ridiculous for you guys because you've got Lamar, obviously Joe Burrow coming off that astounding season. You move Deshaun Watson into Cleveland, who we've always said Cleveland are a decent side. Okay, yes, they've lost Jarvis Landry, but they've still got quite a fair few weapons, especially on the defense as well. That's always been the strongest part. And now they get someone who can actually throw the football and not underthrow it, which is what their biggest issue was going down the stretch, completing drives and that. And then as well, the Steelers pick up Mitch Trubisky, which I don't hate as a pick at all. Like, obviously, Mitch Trubisky probably shouldn't have been a number two pick. That's fine. But you got to think he did actually lead the Bears quite well, and he's only there for like 3 or 4 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. But they did move to the playoffs that time. And if it hadn't been for that kicker, they would have actually moved on and gone further in as well. So he's certainly better for the run as well, having a year under Allen and running through that Buffalo system. So I think he can certainly come into the Pittsburgh and probably push them towards the playoffs again. Like, they're quite a good squad as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of my more interesting pickups at quarterback. I think that and probably Matt Ryan to the Colts is probably one of the more underrated picks. I think these two have the biggest question marks on them on how they're going to make these teams move forward. I don't know what Pittsburgh does now. Obviously, we can talk about this later. Juju Smith-Schuster's gone. Claypool, does he become one? Deontay Johnson? Or do they go to the draft and try and find someone else? I don't know. But yeah, look, Trubisky, I agree. He's got a question mark on him, but he could do big things at the Steelers. Steelers as an organization have always been renowned to be solid. But yeah, going to Matt Ryan, do you think that improves the Colts' chances? Because again, they're another team that is pretty good from top to bottom.
Yeah, massively. He's literally like a better Wentz. You look at them, they're quite similar in game style, but Matt Ryan can actually deliver. Like, that was our issue with Wentz. He was throwing too many picks. He wasn't able to. He's getting knocked over all the time as well. But Matt Ryan has shown he's absolutely cool under pressure, and he can deliver on the big stage as well. Okay. I had an issue in the Super Bowl, but you wouldn't totally put that down to him. But yes, he can deliver.
Oh, yeah, he certainly can. And I think his capabilities matched what the Colts wanted. I don't think they got what they wanted out of Wentz. And bringing up Wentz, I almost forgot about him. Wentz to the Commanders. Thoughts on that one?
Oh, I mean, who else are they going to really get, to be honest? They didn't have much going for them.
No, they didn't. You're right. I'm not really sure whether that improves them or makes them worse. Heinicke was serviceable. I mean, he's not QB1 going forward. Do they draft someone in Kenny Pickett or Malik Willis? I don't know, but I guess that's to be seen in April.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and look, Carson Wentz is probably just running around and basically trying to prolong his days as a starter. I think he's slowly moving into that camp of, okay, I'm kind of a starter for a shit team, but I'm slowly morphing into a backup. And I think this is probably maybe if this is his last destination before he becomes a backup, maybe he gets another shot at, you know, like, a, I don't know, Carolina or Lions or something. But realistically, he's moving into that backup role.
Yeah, oh, 100% he is. And look, yeah, I think we're not going to talk about the quarterbacks that we think might go in the draft and who's going to take them. I think we've avoided the question long enough. What was your initial thoughts? I mean, we're going to go to the Broncos and Russell Wilson. We said that was probably one of the best pickups of the offseason. The West is wild, as we already know. The wild, wild West, AFC West just became more ridiculous throughout this free agency and still going to change again. But initial impact for you for a Russell Wilson trade, did you win the trade? I mean, were you happy with what you gave up?
I think you got to be. Look, it really does sometimes. What we gave up, like 5 or 6 picks and 2 players. Obviously, Drew Lock, not a huge loss, but Noah Fant, he was a great tight end. I thought he was quite serviceable. But long-term, I think we've shown that we can't get a QB out of the draft. That's been shown that we're terrible at picking that. We haven't been able to do that. Fine. Cross that off. We clearly have to go out and get a stud. And when people know you've got to pay for a stud, you've got to pay overs. And so I think this is what we had to pay. The market's ridiculous at the moment, which is unfortunate, but you can see that people are just paying fucking heaps for so many people now. So it's not out of the ordinary. I really like it. It brings out our wide receivers to make them so much better. So Patrick, Judy, Sutton, they're going to go bananas now. We've always got a solid running back core as well. And I think when you've got Russell Wilson as well, he's quite a mobile quarterback, which we haven't really had for a while. And I think that's sort of caused us problems because when our line has always been a bit iffy, when that collapses, we've never had someone who's been able to, you know, enjoy the pressure or invite it in or kind of been able to scramble out of it, unlike Wilson, which is that's his game. So I think I really think he fits well, and he's going to manage that quite good, I think.
Yeah, well, I think you could probably go back to the episodes from last season, how often we banged on about the Broncos being a quarterback away from being a contender. Now, I think this is probably the most perfect fit that you guys could have gotten. I don't think, as you said, there was a reason for you to go to the draft. I don't think there's enough talent there this year. And you guys need to win now. You've got stars on your roster, and Russell Wilson fits that. So I'm really keen to see how he goes and see how, yeah, as you said, Judy Sutton and Patrick really flourish under him.
Yeah, hopefully it just goes bananas, because, as you said, this Wild Wild West, you're going to have to keep up the pace. So, you know, this could be a division where we get, it may not get four playoff teams, because obviously they're all going to beat each other and things like that. But you've got to keep up with those guys like Mahomes. Herbert's only getting better. And as we said, the Raiders have added some great pieces as well, and they're going to be strong as always. So this is a division that you want to try and stay on top of. And unfortunately, you're going to have to pay the price. So I think, yes, it was a lot of pieces to pay for Russell, but fuck them picks.
Yeah, that's right. That's the Rams' tactic. But I guess while we've probably gone through the QBs that we think are of note now, while we're on the topic of the Wild Wild West, I mean, those teams all improved greatly. I guess, do we look at maybe Kansas City first? Kansas City lost Tyreek Hill. They gave him up for a fair few picks, and he got a big contract. Yeah. That's fine. So they've replaced him now with Juju Smith-Schuster and Marquez Valdes-Scantling. Now, I don't think they're quality replacements, but I think Tyreek is going to miss Mahomes more than Mahomes misses Tyreek. I know he opens up his game, but I think he's going to be fine without that. I don't think they had too many other pickups that were of note. Kansas City, I saw they picked up Ronald Jones late today. But, yeah, what are your thoughts on Kansas City? Could they be the bottom at the end of the season?
I mean, we said this at the start of last year as well, but they're going to come find a way to fight back. I do, like, obviously Juju and MVS are a downgrade from Tyreek, no doubt about that. Not going to be able to sling as much. But I think what they gain in, they lose in quality, they gain in quantity, essentially. So you get two very senior receivers now, so you can add that. So basically, if you looked at last year, it was basically what? Hill and Kelsey, and that's all you could throw to. Now he's got basically three options. So you've got Juju, Kelsey, and Marquez. And I think that'll be able to open up the field a little bit more for him, give him some more options out there. Juju can work down the sideline quite well. We've seen him in previous years that he's been able to work down there. So that, not a like-for-like replacement for Tyreek, but certainly someone that can go long. And then you've certainly got those, the other two guys that you can check down to and create some space for, which I think they're going to be able to find. And Mahomes has shown that he's quite a capable ball thrower.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, yeah, I think this division is going to be probably the biggest one to watch across the offseason and during the season. Now, I guess looking, as we talked about, the LA Chargers, now I think they're the team that probably had one of, if not the best off-seasons of everyone. Yeah, exactly. I mean, JC Jackson, huge first pickup. That strengthens up their defense. That came on the back of Khalil Mack. So I guess you partner Khalil Mack with Joey Bosa, JC Jackson with Derwin James in the backfield, and then you've still got, I think it was Asante Samuel was their pickup last year.
Yeah.
Man. This team, they're paying now. I mean, they're paying players now while they've got Herbert on a lower contract, aren't they?
Yeah, they have to, because once he's going to get an upgrade no matter what. So, and they proved that they're quite a handy side. That defense was good enough last year as it was. Just fell at the final hurdle, unfortunately, for that time out. But adding those big pieces, Khalil Mack's got to be, that was a wild trade. I don't know. It was interesting even when he got traded to the Bears. You were like, whoa, what's going on here? That's a big trade. This is a guy that you can build a franchise around. And similar thing, the Bears built their defense around him, and now they're trading him as well. So Bears clearly in rebuild mode. They're not interested in keeping him on. They want to try and plan for the next 5 to 10 years of Justin Fields. And Khalil Mack is obviously not going to be there in 5 to 10 years. However, he is still a guy that can anchor your defense. And you, as you said, put him next to a guy like Bosa. That's two. You're creating like essentially like what the Rams had last year with Von Miller and Donald. They can just make that two piece, and it's just so destructive.
Oh, it's going to be ridiculous. And I think, I mean, there's a huge amount of hype around them. It's whether they can live up to the hype. But, I mean, we get to the next team in Las Vegas. Now, haven't they had an offseason? Devontae Adams has now partnered back up with Derek Carr from their Fresno State days. You see guys like Chandler Jones has signed a big contract with him. I mean, they just picked up guys. They've actually gone out and done a fair bit this offseason. So, I mean, I can't pick who's going to win the West.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, and Adams is such a huge pickup. We heard that he might be on the move, but no one really thought he would go. And especially with Rodgers re-signing a contract, you thought, great, they're coming back together. These guys are clearly good mates, like no doubt. That was their whole last dance thing last year. But then they actually, that was his last dance. And word was, Rodgers actually knew that he was potentially not going to sign, and he still signed knowing that he may not have Adams. So that brings another question mark in. But I think it's just such a merry-go-round, and I don't know whether he, because he was going to get more the same sort of money at Green Bay anyway. So obviously he just wasn't interested in being in there anymore. We know he's got a good Fresno alum in Derek Carr there. They played together in college, won a title, I think, the Mountain West. They were down there.
Yeah, so
bringing it back together, he's obviously really keen on what Carr's doing. He wants to be involved with that organization. You know, they've really solidified the ship as well after a really rocky start last year with everything that was going on off field, which, you know, that's the fun in Vegas, I suppose. But they've really solidified the ship, and they've created what seems like a really good culture. And I feel like Derek Carr is a big part of that, and so is Max Crosby. Those two guys have really shaped that institution.
Oh, huge. Oh, look, yeah, I think the Raiders have made themselves a contender in that division. And I think whoever comes out of that division is every chance to take the AFC. But there are other teams improving across the board now. Big winners for me in free agency so far. I would say Bengals have done some things, especially on the O-line, which they needed to do. We knew that. Miami have really made some moves. They've spent a lot of money. They're probably one of the best ones for me. Who else do you like, and what moves have you seen that you really like?
Well, I suppose, yeah, Denver was a big one. I really enjoyed that. You've got to take a look at the Buccaneers. They managed to keep majority of people as well, and they brought back Tom Brady, so the unretirement, which I think was interesting as well, because they were fairly quiet, weren't they? And you sort of thought, what are these guys going to do in the QB market? Because Kyle Trask, let's be honest, probably not ready. I don't think anyone's seen anything of him, so we don't really know what he was going to do, but they were fairly quiet and they weren't making any moves. So they must have been aware that this was his plan to come back, although there are some question marks around that as well. And who knows what the rumors are true or not, whether he really does want to go to Miami. That's another thing. So I do like what the Buccaneers did. You know, they managed to still keep their receivers considering what some guys are getting paid as a receiver now. So I think that was quite spectacular work by that GM. Hey?
Oh, it's absolutely phenomenal. I mean, before we start going into other players who we got picked up in free agency, yeah, Tom Brady probably was one of the biggest stories. What was he retired for? 43 days, something stupid like that. I think the Buccaneers must have had something in mind because, yeah, you're right. They didn't make huge moves. They tagged a few people. They brought a few people back, but they didn't feel that need at QB and they didn't really look like they were chasing anyone. Talks of Jimmy Garoppolo, I still don't know where he's going to go. But outside of that, yeah, they didn't do anything. And then there's rumors floating around of him going to Miami. How true that is, I don't know. But if he goes there, they've got good pieces. But, yeah, Tom Brady coming back. What are your thoughts for the Bucs? I mean, their division I don't think is very strong. I mean, Falcons, Saints, Panthers are all very weak again.
No, it's super takeable. I believe Saints have gotten back Jameis Winston for a two-year deal. So he comes back with them off an ACL. He was quite good. You saw he was fairly damaging, but again, I think that whole sort of Saints roster, they're sort of slowly trying to work out what their identity is post-Drew Brees. Carolina's in all sorts. They're still trying to ship off CMC, so they don't know what they're up to. And then who was the last one again?
The Falcons.
Falcons. They've picked up Marcus Mariota. Another guy who's come back. I don't know. He's been spending some time as a backup in Oakland. So we don't really know too much about what he's doing. They don't really have any pieces as well. They've sort of got to lean on Kyle Pitts, who's only going to be a second-year player as well. So not quite sure what their plans are. So I think, their division is ripe for the taking, which would be good for them. But I don't see them being a threat anymore. Tom Brady's still quite good. I mean, that's what we thought. We thought, geez, this guy was dominating and almost blew the Rams off as well in that last game. Quite handy, which is why I think it's interesting that he is potentially looking at a trade for Miami. Like, if we dive into this a little bit, we'll indulge ourselves for a little bit. If you were Miami, so you've got all these nice pieces around Tua, and we know Tua is the king of the underthrow and the shot putter, but do you move him off? Because, okay, Tua can potentially hang around for the next 5-6 years or whatever. He'd be okay. But... Yep. Are you going to bring in Tom Brady for potential? Well, let's be honest, this is probably going to be his last one. Maybe he squeezed out a second one. Who knows? To be honest, depends. But you bring back Tom Brady into an old division. You've got the Patriots, the Bills, who are going to be the ones that you've got to try and knock off. But then the Patriots and the Jets as well. You have a shot for a year. Do you risk it all and go for it, or are you sort of hanging around with Tua? potentially waiting through for the Bills to, you know, get too big for their contracts to get too big in the next couple of years if they manage to win one, and then they've got offloads and players, then you can pick up and take your division then. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a super interesting one, I suppose. Tom Brady, as you just said, is potentially only around for a year or two. Now, Tua, I think, I mean, yeah, he is the king of underthrows, and we don't really know what his potential is. But his win percentage is actually pretty good. I think when he came back in this season, they had a good run streak down the finish.
Like eight, and
I don't
think
he's been too. Yeah, that's right. And I don't think he's been too bad in terms of accuracy. Touchdown passes, I don't really know. Now, he's got weapons now, so he's got no excuses. I mean, look, you've got who they signed, Tyreek Hill, Cedric Wilson, and they got a couple of running backs. And then now they've also still got Mike Gesicki, Devontae Parker. And, I mean, they're stacked. This team is stacked. They pick up Teron Armstead. The line is pretty good. I mean, yeah, if they use him, they've got to probably see what he's going to do for the next year or so. Otherwise, they lose value in him. So I think they're buying all in on Tua, as you just said, or they trade for Brady and only get a year or two. So I think they're going to stick with Tua.
I think they're sticking with Tua too. It looks that way. They're buying in on him, which I think is good. I think you need to back your guys sometimes, because a lot of these QBs, a lot of franchises don't back them, and you just see how they fall to water, like Sam Darnold and co. So, and I mean, look, Zach Wilson's copying the same thing at the Jets as well. So it's only a matter of time before those guys end up going through the carousel as well. So, yeah, that's a few of the free agents. I don't know, is there anyone else you want to tick off? Or we can have a chat about, there's a heap that are still unsigned. And I know there's one guy that you're really keen to get for the Ravens, hey?
Yeah, the only probably other one that I thought was probably of note and a massive contract, and we just talked about the team before, was the Buffalo Bills. Actually, it's probably two guys. First one is Buffalo Bills and Von Miller. I mean, 6 years, $120 million. Now, we know that contract is voidable in the last 2 years. It's in the Buffalo's favour. Miller got paid, which kind of changed the market. We lost to Darius Smith because he pulled out because he saw the money Chandler Jones and him were getting. So that kind of stuffed us. Not too upset. Buffalo have made some other good moves. I suppose they picked up OJ Howard. They got Jameson Crowder on the cheap. Just a few other good moves to sort of spice up their roster a little bit. Now they're going for a title tilt. The only other one is Christian Kirk. That was the weirdest pickup I've ever seen. The amount he got paid to be wide receiver one for the Jags. Are they seeing something we're not? I don't know.
It's very an interesting one, especially when Trevor Lawrence coming into year two, I think he's going to go a bit better and they're giving him a good option. But I mean, do you really need to pay him that much? I don't even think he was in that much demand that you had to pay overs, really.
No way.
I don't know. Jacksonville's not a bad place. I don't really know. It seems sunny down that end of this town, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how great it is of a city. But, yeah, look, they spent big. They spent big, big, big. And, yeah, I don't know how much fruition, how much they're going to get out of it. But, yeah, what are your thoughts on the Von Miller one, I suppose?
Look, the Von Miller one's huge. He's gone out and he's chasing a bag because he's got his two rings now. He doesn't really need to worry. But he's managed to chase a bag onto a title contender, which I think is wild. And it shows just how much the NFL community, how much he can provide. They know how much he can provide. And people are aware that this is what it takes. And this is a guy that can help you win and create wins.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think they've gone all in because they know this is their chance. Josh Allen's the quarterback for the future for them. I mean, they've got Diggs on the cheap compared to with the market that it is now. Like, I mean, Tyreek's on, what, 30 a year? Devontae's on 28. DeAndre Hopkins on 27, and they've got him for 14 or 15 a year.
Oh, imagine they're trying to restructure his.
Oh, yeah, no chance. Absolutely not. So, yeah, I really like that pick, and it's good for Von as well. I mean, he can win three titles with three different teams.
Yeah, that's sick. So, and I think that was their issue towards the back end. They probably got that Kansas City game melted in their mind, and they just want to fix that defense because that was probably outside of everything. They were perfect, except they leaked a fair few points every now and again, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably one of their biggest glaring issues. I think I'll see what they'll do in the offseason, see what other draft picks they get. They might get a running back. I'm not really sure what's available. We haven't really dug too deep into the draft yet.
No. But so anyways, touched on this before, but Bobby Wags, number one on the list, the hit list for the Ravens, I am hearing. Another team just pulled out as well. So you believe you're in prime spot, hey, because this is one of the...
Oh, look. Yeah, look, I believe we're in prime spot. I always say that with all these players that I want, so... But look, we signed Marcus Williams, which I thought was huge. We needed someone big, strong, hitting at safety. And now he's had the Minneapolis miracle that he's always going to be remembered for. But 25 years old, we've got a 5-year contract, $70 million. At free safety, that locks us up there. Our secondary is stacked if we can stay healthy. We've got Peters, Humphrey, Williams. And then, yeah, look, our front is probably where our biggest issues is now. Now Bobby Wagner fills a linebacker hole next to Patrick Queen, who you can really help improve his game. He did visit on Friday to the castle, and the whole works has been rolled out. Jimmy's Seafood has offered free crab cakes for life. Don't really know if that's the best incentive. But, yeah, Bobby Wagner's one that I'm really keen on. Meikle was a bit boyish on. He said, do you really want him? But I'm pretty keen on him. There's a few other names. I mean, who else is out there that's still available?
Look, obviously a big one coming off injuries, Odell Beckham Jr. That's going to be interesting to see where he goes. I know I sort of tipped it to see him going back to the Rams because, you know, he clearly likes the place. And I think he's one of those people that just wants to go somewhere where he feels valued, and he's got someone that's going to give him a shot, which Stafford played him so well. He just gave him the ball and said, here, you want it? Have it. And that worked for him perfectly. But obviously the big thing is he'll be coming off that ACL and see, because he'll probably be ready for the right start of the season. You know, these sort of things at that age, whether he comes back well. Tyrann Mathieu is a big one. He could be quite handy on any sort of defense for someone to pick up, really. You got names like as well. Another big receiver, Julio Jones, dumped off the Titans after 1 year. That seemed like a failed experiment, wasn't it?
Yeah, a bit of a failed experiment. I think they picked up someone else at wide receiver recently, didn't they, to pair up with AJ Brown. Now they cut Julio. I can't remember who it is, but they picked up someone fairly reasonable. But yeah, look, I think Julio is one that could go to a team, a contender, and dominate again. I think he's capable. OBJ again, yeah, big question mark coming off an ACL. Tyrann Mathieu is one that I thought he was going to go very early in free agency. I thought we were going to be in the market for him, as we already picked up a safety. But do you think the value for these blokes goes down the further we get through the free agency period?
Well, I think so, because obviously there's a reason why, whether they're holding out for money-wise or they're holding out for the right team and things like that. So, and I'd say just as you start to get towards the start of the season, and as well, once the draft kicks in, a lot of spots are going to get started taken up as well. So these guys are going to probably start to get desperate as well. You got a couple others as well, some big names like Jadeveon Clowney, Jarvis Landry's a big one. Melvin Gordon could be handy as well for a team. He was quite good last year. JC Treader, Juwan Brown, Calais Campbell, just to name a few there.
Yeah, look, there's some big names there. Stephon Gilmore's another one I see that could pop up for someone. JC Treader's one I like, and I think I'd be pretty keen on, because, I mean, we lost our center in Bradley Bozeman, and he took a really small deal to go to the Panthers and said no to a deal to us. Now, JC Treader's probably one of the best centers in the game, and I don't know how much we'd have to pay to get him, but some team could pick up a really valuable center in JC Treader.
Yeah, and that's what you need. You can see what a good center does. Like, look at Creed Humphrey last year for the Kansas City Chiefs. Rookie pickup straight from the draft, but he really solidified that line, didn't he? He gave a really good base for Mahomes to work off at that start of the year, towards the back end of the year, sorry. So center's a really big one. You know, obviously doesn't get the fancy money like the QBs and the wide receivers, but what you need to build the platform on. So that's sort of those free agency things tying up. It's, as we said, it's been a wild ride, hasn't it? And I think there's obviously still, as we said, some big names and some big pieces to fall, but we'll see what happens. I think it'll be a bit dry until the draft, and then once people know what they picked up from the draft, they'll start looking again in free agency.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. I think this week's probably going to be telling. There's probably going to be a few more trickling in. I think it went wild at the start of free agency, as it normally does. I think the biggest thing we took out of this is the market's been cooked for a lot of positions. Wide receiver market's been absolutely cooked for anyone that wants to sign someone decent. So the draft is probably going to be where people are going to get some value out of wide receiver, because they're not going to have to pay him as much money. Quarterback market's crazy, as always. But I think the draft is probably where we look to next. I think that's coming up in a little while. So I guess we're just trying to feed through that until we get to the draft. We'll probably have a mock draft coming up, and we have a couple of guest announcements coming up in the next week or so.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just touching on the draft as well, a couple of things. You said wide receivers, but a big one, way too early, quarterbacks. Now, there is a lot of talk about Malik Willis. I don't know where this is coming from. The guy was awful. Okay, he wasn't awful, but he's not that good in college. And he played in Liberty, I think that's Conference USA or something. So he's not exactly in I don't even think he's in a group of five conference, let alone Power Five. So this is a guy who came out, okay, yes, he did well in the Senior Bowl, and he had a really good interview and stuff. I get that. But he ranked, where was it? I had it saved, about number 45, sorry, in yards thrown. So he only threw about just under 3,000 yards. And then what did he throw? And he only threw like 20-odd touchdowns, 23-ish touchdowns for about like 12 interceptions as well. So he's running at about a 50% rate there. I can't say he moves the needle or not like another some of those other guys. Like, you know, you look at guys like Desmond Ridder, who rode the Bearcats all the way to the playoffs. Look, Sam Howell, he's probably going to drop a little bit. Mm. He wasn't too great last year. But guys like Kenny Pickett, just because he's got small hands, he drops. Or like even Carson Strong. Like, Christ, get Carson Strong on your team before Malik Willis. So I don't really know where that's coming from. Or what about you? What are your thoughts on this whole Malik Willis thing?
Yeah, look, you're pretty boyish on the old Malik Willis thing. Now, I think Liberty, yeah, they were in the independents and they are moving to Conference USAs with all this conference restructuring that's going on over the next few years. But, yeah, look, the hype is big on him, and I don't know if it's because, I guess, is he got the biggest ceiling. Our team's thinking this guy's got potentially the biggest ceiling. He may not be the most quarterback ready. Maybe we're seeing Pickett or someone else that's the most quarterback ready, even someone like Ole Miss quarterback who Matt Corral.
Yeah.
Those sort of guys might be the most quarterback ready for the NFL now, but the ceiling on someone like Willis, I guess teams are being prospective on him. But yeah, you're right. There's guys like Carson Strong, Kenny Two Gloves now with the small hands. There's a lot of chat on him, but I think there's going to be some teams reaching for a quarterback. I think there's going to be teams like I don't know if the Commanders will now with Carson Wentz, but you're going to see teams like Steelers, I dare say. Trubisky's not long-term, I don't believe. Panthers, the Falcons, and I'm not sure who else, but I think there's going to be some guys falling in the draft that are really good to teams like our teams. So I suppose you fell down the order.
Yeah.
But there's going to be guys falling out of the first round who are first-round talent because these QBs are going too early.
Yeah, I think, and of course, the biggest thing was the pro day, but I just think we shouldn't all get caught up in the pro day because that's what we did last year. Zach Wilson, number two. What happened? Whew. We all got the wool pulled, all right? It was a genius one, turned around, threw a big arm. Okay, cool. Like, whatever. Like, what are we doing, though? Let's get back to the stuff. What did they do during the year? How did they run up against the defense? Because that's the biggest issue that these guys are finding. It's not that they need to throw 80 yards. It's whether they know that they can't throw 80 yards into double coverage every week.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to read a defense at a pro day. You can just sling your custard and then just hit any receiver running whatever route you want. So once you get to the big boys, it makes the who can cut it. But yeah, you're right. Like, I think draft is going to be super interesting. We'll probably dive deeper into this and see what we really think. And we'll probably rank our quarterbacks going into it and see how they fall.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. So look, yeah, as I said, welcome back to the new season. We will be popping in every now and again for your preseason. But until then, we will catch you next time.
Cheers.
Thanks for letting us in your crib. It's been real.